all violence is what?
State violence.
All violence is what?
State violence.
All violence is what?
State violence.
About 100 mostly women racial justice protesters gathered in downtown Oakland to protest the grand jury decision. Demonstrators say the verdict does nothing to curtail state violence against black women, and Breonna Taylor's neighbors got more justice than she did. A grand jury indicted former officer Brett Hankinson with 3 counts of first-degree wanton endangerment for firing blindly into the home of Taylor's neighbor, endangering a pregnant woman and others, but not Taylor. None of the officers who fatally shot the 26-year-old EMT have been charged for her death. Shalika Carter is a union organizer with SEIU 1021 and a community outreach worker with Alameda Healthcare System. She says she works with human trafficking and domestic violence victims at Highland Hospital in Oakland and is sick of hearing black people associated with another grisly statistic.
I see black girls. You don't have to give me a statistic or a number. I know who I work with. I know what I do. Why is it that when a black girl comes into the hospital, she's handcuffed? She's handcuffed because she just went crazy because she's been sexually assaulted, but she's criminalized at the same time. She's criminalized.
Carter says she is grief-stricken because she has a daughter who is also 26 years old. She says the police will do just about anything to desperately justify Taylor's killing. She referenced a plea deal allegedly offered to Taylor's ex-partner, Jamarcus Glover, who told the press in late August he was offered a lighter sentence if he agreed to associate Taylor with an organized crime syndicate. Carol Fife, community organizer and housing activist and also a mother, says black women are routinely criminalized. She says she herself could be criminalized for protesting against police violence.
No tears. Because they've been pouring since our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers have been in this country. I have no more tears. I can't feel any deeper than what I'm feeling right now. I knew the outcome would be what it is. I knew that. And I know the words that I'm feeling in my heart will be more indicted than the shots that killed that baby in her house. I know what I want to say will get me arrested and indicted for more than the officers who got away with killing this woman.
Fife is an electoral candidate for District 3, Oakland City Council. Her organization, Moms for Housing, brought national attention to Oakland's housing crisis last year when black mothers and their children attempted to occupy a corporately owned yet unoccupied home in West Oakland on human rights grounds. According to data compiled by the American Civil Liberties Union from 2012 to 2016, black renters were nearly twice as likely to be evicted compared to their white counterparts. In Oakland, I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.